Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and it is always a joy to have you with us each and every Friday here to share with you information that has to do with absolute well-being and health. And, of course, we received a call last week that I mentioned to you that we were probably going to be getting, and it was an interesting call, and I just thought I'd share a piece of that. The person who had contacted us had for the first time tuned in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, and they felt that they wanted to go ahead and email us a short note to just express their gratitude for ongoing information that is helping them and their families and friends, because what's happening is there was a health situation in the family, and they knew that there was information that they had to connect with in order to start taking some positive action. And what took place was that they heard some things on the show, of which they then got in contact with. And because of that, there has been wonderful positive results. I won't really get into all of that with you, but I just wanted to take this moment and let that person know, because I know that they're listening today, that it was a pleasure to hear from you. And please, always, listeners, feel that you can give us a call at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And if you feel that you would like to email us, we have a couple different emails, but please know that they all go to the same place. And our email is info, that's I-N-F-O, at healthyreferral.com. Once again, info at healthyreferral.com. And we always like to let people know that the word referral, the way we spell it, is R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L. And I'm not saying that because I think people cannot spell. It's just that a lot of people only put one R, and when they try to go to our website, they contact us and tell us that there's something wrong because they can't get into our site. So please know that it's healthyreferral.com, and that referral is with two R's in the center. And on that note, the website, of course, is healthyreferral.com. Again, healthyreferral.com. When you do go to the site, you'll be able to pull up all kinds of information about how the Healthy Referral newspaper got started, how this radio show that you're hearing each and every week has made its way both on regular airwaves as well as over the internet. And we also like to always mention that we are grateful for the other aspect of our business, which has been that we have put on 15 years of the Natural Health and Foods Expo, A Conscious Inspiration. Actually, the name has changed throughout the years, but that is what we're calling it now. And we have lots of other great information for you, and I usually take this first minute or so of the show to share this info that I am now with you before we bring our guest on. So once again, you can go ahead and contact us with any questions that you hear, or excuse me, any questions that you have. It's been a very busy day, and we would be happy to answer them. And we can do that either by email or by phone. And the other thing is, when you hear the awesome guests that we have on the show, including today, you, of course, would contact them directly with any kinds of questions or interest that you have in what you hear from them. That way they can interact with you directly, which is really what we prefer mostly. The Mind, Your Body, Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper. And the Healthy Referral newspaper is a local and national full-size newspaper totally dedicated to preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. It began in 1989, which is actually hard to believe that it's been 25 plus years already. And I know our guest, when I bring him on, they have us beat by many years. In fact, the history, their history is very, very interesting, and I look forward to having Adam share that with you shortly. So the Healthy Referral Newspaper is what enables this radio show to take place. And if you are a preventive natural health person or business or anything that has to do with personal growth or things that are positive and you want to communicate that, the Healthy Referral is a great venue to do that. As I said, it is local and it is also national. We show up with a newspaper in places like Atlanta, Georgia, Chautauqua, New York, and other parts of New York, actually. The parts of West Coast of Florida. Actually, I came back from the Santa Barbara area in California and made some contacts there. So we will be having some distribution there as well. So everything is expanding, and we are thrilled about that. So we want to thank you, the listeners and our readers. Without you, there wouldn't be a newspaper and there wouldn't be this radio show. So thanks so very much. And we're going to go ahead and move along here and bring Adam Schroeder on. And I know he's in the wings here because I can see him. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Marcia, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing fine. If you have a problem hearing me or if I sound strange, let me know.
Okay, no, I hear you. I hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, because doing the show the way in which we do it, sometimes there's these little glitches, and I need to know because I don't necessarily see it on my end. Adam, you all have an amazing company, and when I read the history of Distillata, I was absolutely amazed. I had no idea, and I've lived in Ohio off and on for many, many years. And I had no idea that you all started in 1897. Is that it?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it is. Honestly, it's been that long. I mean, it's been in our family, the Schroeder family, ever since World War One. Actually. That's when my great-grandfather actually bought the water business. But, we started off actually transporting ice blocks by horse-drawn carriage from across downtown Cleveland. So I don't know if anyone or any of the listeners ever remembered the days of ice being transported before we had refrigerators and freezers and stuff like that, but that is that's how it all began. So, yeah, that is
I'm sure that there are people who do listen to Mind Your Body who can relate to that, because we have age groups from, very young to up in the senior years and beyond that. So I'm sure that there is someone here that remember the ice block. I remember seeing something also in regards to Bob Hope, which
right.
Was it Bob Hope? Can you tell what was that all about?
Well, he was the one that actually he started the name Distillata. I have no relation to him family-wise, but he's the one that basically started off transporting ice to businesses, and he eventually got into the water aspect where he believed that it was time to maybe use some of that water, the spring water at the time that he was using, to make into ice, into actual drinking water, because he came on a partnership with my great-grandfather because he owned a pharmacy to get his water out to customers by having them sample it with some of the medications that he would give over the counter at his pharmacy. So once they became great friends and great partners, he actually brought him on to Distillata, and he was much younger at the time. So when he passed, when Bob passed, then my great-grandfather was able to assume control of the company and basically progress it into the next his name was George Miller. He progressed this exponentially. He's actually he's really into science, and he graduated from Case Western and everything, local Cleveland guy. And, true passion for the business as itself.
Well,
I've never
actually,
met him, but,
Actually, I'm grateful that you just shared a little bit more in detail about Bob, because I don't know if I really got that from the site, because I know I just saw like around 1907 or something, but I had no idea that it actually, you know, the company actually stemmed from his energy. So that's great.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, we know him till this day that we all wouldn't have jobs if it wasn't for him. yeah, he's the man.
Yeah. Well, also, the breakdown on the site was interesting because you all did a great job with the site. If I remember, there was like a breakdown of the different year periods, and you mentioned Miller. And
right.
I think that was like in the 50s, right?
Right, you're right.
Mhm.
Yeah, yeah. He's the one that really brought upon distilled water,
mm-hmm.
Which is basically coming to heating up just natural tap water until there's basically nothing left in the water other than hydrogen and oxygen. So he kind of progressed it into health clinics as well as major corporations in Ohio. They were local, like Goodyear, for example, was one of his largest accounts back in the day. And he was, I mean, we were just such a small company back then, and that was just incredible to be able to get someone on board like that. And it really helped us to where we are today. Just his passion that was driven from Bob, Mr. Hope, all the way up to my grandfather, Mr. Miller, as well. Or great-grandfather, excuse me. But yeah, he had the true passion that really drove the business to that next level, I'd say.
So George Miller, actually, after George, then I believe Bill.
Yeah, Bill Schroeder. Yeah, that is my grandfather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So so Mr. Miller, he's my great grandfather on my grandmother's side. So basically, there was a lot of pressure put on my grandpa when he started working for, at the time, his father-in-law, to maybe one day take over the company and basically follow in his footsteps, because my grandmother was an only child, so she didn't have anyone that would basically a man that would be able, because at the time the social status for most business leaders were males, unfortunately. But so basically she chose my grandfather to take over the company, and I mean that's basically one that came into my generation of Schroeders, basically passing down the legacy one by one and delivering a great cup of water.
Yeah, I it's always one of the joys of what we do with our business, Adam, is stories. You know, the stories that we hear, because we all have, I feel, amazing stories, and those stories tell us more than anything else could possibly, including when I think about, you know, our own story. My business partner and I were talking the other day that, you know, just the whole fact of knowing how powerful telling stories is. And that's why I wanted to take, you know, the beginning of this time and make sure that we had the listeners understand just, you know, how Distillata, and by the way, listeners, that is spelled Distillata, Distillata. And, of course, Adam, that name, Distillata, I mean, I can see distill right in it.
Right. It's actually, it's Latin for distilled water. Distill is actually the Latin root for distilled water, I believe. But I just remember my dad telling me that ata, A-T-A, means water in Latin. So I think that's how they originated the name. So you kind of, people always pronounce it, it's hard to pronounce because, like, for some reason that T at the end, like, does not exist sometimes. So it's always like Distilla or something like that. But the T is very important because it means that we are, in fact, a distilled water company. So, yeah, it's it's pretty awesome how they thought of creating that name, honestly.
Italiano, and I had Latin, in my early years, so I can pick up on, the meaning of a lot of words.
Definitely.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Now, as we move along through those years, your main focus, of course, is water, and we'll get into more detail about the different waters. But you also have, I believe I saw something about coffee. Are you actually involved with?
You betcha. Yeah, we actually in 2005, what happened is that we kind of were Keurig at the time was a very was a much smaller company than they are now. They were just looking for potential suitors to maybe get their product out and about and put light to it to a certain customer base that would be able to that our company would be able to basically propel the unit to the next level in the area. And they brought upon the K-Cup, single K-Cup brewing unit for the first time. And we were skeptical at first of it. I'm going to say we weren't thinking that someone would want to just brew one cup of coffee and be satisfied. But once we started getting it, getting it introduced to our customers with free trials and stuff like that, it really, really took off. And, so basically now we are a licensed distributor of all Keurig products, as well as, I'm not going to make this a promotion, but just basically any K-Cup that you can think of, we have. And it gets delivered to your door, and there's nothing better than that. You don't even have to leave your house at all just to have great coffee. And, that is the beautiful thing about delivery, in the sense that you don't have to lift a finger. So,
well, I have to comment since Adam mentioned delivery. I have first-hand experience, listeners. We worked some different things out, and so anyway, I've been having some water delivered to two different locations, and I'll tell you what, it's it's like you say when you need it, and it's there. It's like so great, absolutely great.
You betcha, yeah. And the fact that we are a local company, in Cleveland. Cleveland is it's the center. We have three different highways that go right through the center of the city. So we're basically half an hour to your location, and we can get water to you as soon as the next day. So, it really is advantageous to both parties, because it doesn't take a whole lot of time, and it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to order. So
Right. a phone call away or a text away, right?
You betcha. Yeah, in your case, a text away. And you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's been so great. Everybody appreciates it very much. You've been growing, of course, and you got into the coffee. And as a couple years went by from 2005 or 2006, you actually, again, if I remember what I read, you expanded into filtration, right?
Yeah, we definitely did. We truly believe that maybe, there was kind of how we're having kind of an environmentalist movement going on in the later half of the first decade, I guess. People are starting to realize that maybe they shouldn't have all these plastic bottles just sitting around all the time, or the actual effort that it takes to put one of these bottles on could be hampering to maybe your workforce. Someone could get hurt or pull a muscle or something. So what we've really been pushing recently is these filtration units that actually turn your tap water into reverse osmosis drinking water. And it's for the certain customer base that enjoys premium water, but unlimited at the same time, it is it's very fitting. It really is for someone that basically doesn't have a whole lot of time or doesn't think that they'll be around enough to accept deliveries regularly every 2 to 4 weeks, as well as the cost per gallon actually happens to be a lot less because you're not paying for 5 gallons. You're paying for your water, which is just appropriated in your water bill. So basically it just takes 4 gallons at a time and turns into reverse osmosis drinking water in your own house and cools it down to 40 degrees, and there you have it. You have a 4 gallon jug, like ice cold water basin ready for drinking whenever. You know, it's a, I started selling these units, and people have just been extremely ecstatic with the convenience factor that comes with a filtration unit. Because, I mean, you think delivery is convenient, but at the same time, if you can filter your own water in-house, you're just eliminating a bunch of maybe question marks that you might have had about our water delivery service. So, I'm glad you brought that filtration up.
Well, what we all know is that there are different different folks for different kind of things. So it's the fact that, some people are going to want bottles and some people would much prefer having a filtration system. So it's about having what, you know, everybody needs or what everybody feels would be best for them. So when I went to your site the first time and started reading everything, I, of course, knew of Distillata, but I had no idea that you all were doing everything that you're doing. So that's why I just felt, beside going into the Healthy Referral newspaper, which, listeners, I'd like to say that you're going to see Distillata with a really nice piece in this upcoming issue of Healthy Referral that we are actually completing here. And you'll be able to read in there a lot about what we're talking about today. And as far as the website goes, Adam, is it simply distillata.com?
You betcha. Yeah, we got it all, www.distillatus.com. That is our website. You betcha.
Okay, and listeners, again, the spelling of that is D-I-S-T-I-L-L-A-T-A, Distillata, just as it sounds. But I know sometimes people want to put a few extra letters and not enough in L's.
Exactly.
because I actually did that the first time when I tried to get in.
Yeah, I mean, I still spell it wrongly from time to time. And that's in the business. So what the heck, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so now here you are. So we're in the year, just moved from 2014 to 2015. And we just went through a lot of the history, you know, in the making. And
right.
you have come on board more strongly here just recently. Is that it? Or?
Yeah. I actually graduated from school in May, and I started working full time here as basically the lead sales representative for this law in July. And it's been a learning curve. I'm not gonna lie; it hasn't been easy, but I've really tried to pride myself on just basically, like me and you have had already, just texting back and forth, seeing how the water's going and what you guys need. And I think that's missing in today's society, more like face-to-face and personal conversation, mm-hmm. so we can basically fulfill your needs. And both sides are very happy, and it builds a great relationship, and that's what you need in this world. To get the things that you want.
Absolutely. Well, I, first of all, would like to congratulate you on finishing school.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
You're welcome. and the fact of continuing, you know, what the family has such a history with. And I know that sometimes children do relate to staying, you know, with a business that a family creates, and sometimes not. And, you know, it is a very personal decision. We do a lot of interviews with people from all walks of life, and it's been interesting conversations around, you know, this very thing numerous times in our interviews. So evidently you wanted to be doing what you're doing. Is that right?
Yeah, you betcha. I actually worked every summer since I was like 16 years old. I started working in the factory, putting bottles on the line to be washed in the bottle washer, and eventually got to the actual delivery process where I was actually delivering water out of a van. And then now, after I graduated, I finally got I got my real world roots in me, where I'm actually engaging with the customer and making some sales. I mean, it's more about just building awareness on the quality of water that we can provide to everyone in the Cleveland area. It really is astonishing how much people enjoy.
I believe I did read something also that, yes, you're Ohio-based. However, you do reach out into other states. Is that so?
We do with what we do is we also bottle 5 gallons for other smaller 5 gallon companies that basically come from, like, I think Erie. We have a couple in, we have one in Erie, Pennsylvania. We used to have some in Cincinnati, but now I think we just it's too far of a drive for us. So we have a water company that gets bottled 5 gallons from us down closer to Columbus as well, and basically we have some water that maybe they aren't able to provide to their customers, so we do it for them, and then we just send an 18-wheeler truckload out to them normally every 2 weeks, maybe even less than that, just based on their needs, and we're able to bottle for their own with their own logo and everything on it, so no one knows it's actually just a lot of water, but
it's like private label.
Exactly, and yeah, they appreciate it, and it helps us basically help other companies as well. So it's one of our other facets that we like to bring aboard is helping other 5 gallon water companies get started and get a nice customer base going as well.
Now, on the website, can a person actually communicate through the website? Do you have any kind of a question or I just wasn't sure whether you have a form or email process that do you ever do that or?
Yeah, what happens is we have a on the bottom of the page there's a couple options. And what you want to do is look for the request information one. You just click on that, and then you can just fill out your name as well as your email address and phone number. And that actually goes right into my email. So it would actually be like you would just be asking me a question, and I would get back to you as soon as I could, probably 5 to 10 minutes, because I'm just constantly checking my email. It's become a trend, although I have left you hanging a couple times, weren't you? I'm not going to lie, but
No. I was just going to say that you've been absolutely on target, you know. I've just been very, very taken aback. So. Well, what would you say that, you know, in closing, what would be the message that you feel is what you would leave the listeners with?
If they feel like they want some water and aren't sure about their tap, then you can look at all the water companies and compare all the prices. But if you really want to join an actual family and be a part of something more than a water business, I would say that we would be the perfect fit for you. I really would.
Wonderful. The phone number is 800-999-2906.
That is it. Right? And that is it. That is our 1-800. That is our toll-free number. Also, You can reach me on my email directly if you want to. It's just adamschroederdisalata.com. adamschroeder@disalata.com. Be happy to field any questions. Also, if finding that request information tab is too difficult or it is a little smaller font, so I could understand. But I'm more than happy to answer anything that you have about our business or about our water and help you make your decisions. Okay.
well, listeners, there you go. You want to just and this is what's really nice. You don't have to feel that you can only contact the company, you know, if you definitely want to order. If you have questions and you just need to gain some knowledge about the whole water idea and including, you know, the filtration, those are good reasons to call. So feel free to just make the call, not necessarily feeling that at the moment that you definitely want to order or whatever, which, you know, very well could turn into that, but... So, Adam, I want to say thank you for this time today. And what's really wonderful about this interview or in these interviews that we do is that this live one is recorded, and we will be sending you the link of the recording so that you can use it anyway. And what's even more awesome is that that link that we would send you is actually available 24/7. On our website, our Blog Talk Radio website. And so the archived shows, which simply means all the live shows have been recorded, so people can go in 24/7 and listen to any of the shows anytime they want, day or night. So that's a plus for this, because not only are we doing it live for them to hear now, but anybody can be listening to it from here on in.
It's perfect.
So. Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time to be our guest today, and I'm sure that we'll be talking soon. And tell everyone at Distillata that it was a pleasure to have the opportunity to do this. And you can pat yourself on the shoulder and tell them that we think you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest of your 2015, in the early stages. But, I look forward to hearing from you guys. And, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Adam. You have a great night and a great weekend. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one.
Bye-bye. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. It's always a joy to have you with us. And please check out Distillata. And again, we just completed an interview with Adam Schroeder. And we look forward to being with you next week here on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. And one more reminder, if you are a natural health business, a personal growth type business, or if you have something positive that you want to communicate, the Healthy Referral Newspaper is an amazing venue to do that, both for local areas as well as national, because as you know, and you hear me talk about the fact that we are national as well. So we look forward to hearing from you, and we'll be with you next week. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.